People who seek help for their paranormal problems often come in contact with paranormal researchers, especially if they are Catholic. Protestant churches in general don't want to deal with the paranormal because they are afraid that they won't be taken seriously. The Catholic Church is the same in that regard, but with the support of paranormal researchers or psychics, they might ask the Vatican for permission to help someone. Paranormal researchers look like experts of the paranormal. When they come to your house or whatever other location to do research, you will see them with all of their fancy equipment such as EMF meters or electronic magnetic field meters, EVP or electronic voice phenomena recorders, digital thermometers, and so on. It has the same function as a Ouija board, dowsing rods, pendulums, and so on. Once inside, the paranormal researchers might install cameras everywhere. The research is nothing more than a technological seance, which makes paranormal researchers necromancers in disguise. They have literally created their own theology to create and justify what they see as their profession. Despite being the dominant religion in the West, Christianity is not well enough suited for this purpose. For example, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 states that it's appointed for man to die once and after that there will be judgment. Humans don't linger around as ghosts after dying, but if they would, it would justify the work of paranormal researchers as useful. In their theology, there is a spirit world and a natural world. In the average theology of paranormal researchers, everybody is a spirit who exists either in the natural world or in the spirit world. In the natural world, spirits are born into a body, which they lose upon death. As disembodied spirits, they have to pass over into a certain part of the spirit world, which is either heaven or hell. However, some spirits decide to stay around on earth. It's either these spirits or demons who haunt places because of a variety of commonly used reasons, such as unresolved business, the inability to let go of their property, desire to possess someone, and so on. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's rooted in folk beliefs, which often includes occult beliefs. For example, if furniture is moved around and knocks are heard, paranormal researchers will blame it on a so-called poltergeist, which comes from German folk beliefs and not from the Bible. Their theology is literally based on interpreting the theatrics of demons who have a story to tell to promote necromancy. The magic term Passover serves this purpose. You can find this term in New Ageism as well. It suggests that we can choose after we die to pass over or cross over into heaven or hell. Demons want people to believe that the dead can be contacted because they are part of the realm of the dead and want to enjoy the realm of the living. When people believe in necromancy, they will try to contact the dead, which is enough to give demons consent to possess them. Paranormal researchers are setting the example for others to follow suit. For example, they try to talk to demons using a voice recorder to capture an EVP recording. They will often consult a psychic to solve the paranormal problem. Psychics are usually women. God likes to employ men to work for him. In occultism, women are more likely to be employed instead, which is suggested by Exodus chapter 22 verse 18. Demons target children the most. After children, they target women the most. Men aren't as easily fooled as children or as easily scared as women. Once a psychic comes to the haunted location, the final stage of the storytelling by demons takes place, which usually is based on an event that has happened in the past. For example, when a murder, occult ritual, or sexual abuse has taken place in a particular location, that location will be marked with the sin or sins that have been committed there. The more sins happen in a place, the drier and darker that place will become. It will become the perfect place for demons to infest. After infestation, they will oppress anyone there who is not sinful enough to fit in such a place. Those who follow a false religion will be most likely excused as well. That's why Christians are targeted the most by demons in such places. Most Christians aren't spiritual, so they aren't fully protected from paranormal attacks. A psychic who comes to such a place will most likely tell a story that is based on the sins that have been committed there, such as claiming that the ghost of a murdered person, for example, is still around and needs help to pass over. So once again, communication with demons will be promoted. After oppression, possession follows. During a possession, even more sins can be committed. Thus, the cycle repeats and the show goes on, claiming more and more victims each time. Nothing that paranormal researchers, psychics, mediums, and so on do helps. You might be asked to perform a so-called cleansing of the haunted location with the sage. Maybe a Catholic priest will come to bless the haunted location. Either way, it doesn't work. If you have mice in your house, it's not a good idea to leave any food around where the mice can reach it. For as long as the mice have food to eat, they will stick around. Likewise, if you're not spiritual, demons will be able to attack you. Nobody's able to come and kick the demons out of your house or whatever other haunted location. If you are dealing with the haunting, it's because you lack spiritual protection. There's actually nothing complicated about it. If you could see what's going on behind the scenes, you will laugh instead of being scared. For example, you will see these little gray guys in a haunted location. In pop culture, they are considered to be aliens because they have scammed the masses into thinking that. You will see one of them lifting a couch up on one side and letting it fall, for example. It will freak out whoever is in the room. That person wouldn't be able to see the demon. It will look like the couch is moving on its own. At night, the demon will especially make noises because the thought of being unsafe while sleeping is terrifying. Demons are intelligent beings. They know what they're doing. They will just make random noises. They like to be confusing. When paranormal researchers come, you will see one of them try to talk to the demon. The demon can already talk to them like I'm talking to you now, but that's not confusing enough. So the demon will instead pretend to be disembodied and thus say something like, "Get out!" The paranormal researcher will be like, "Whoa, I think I caught something!" Later on, the paranormal researcher will explain how he caught the voice of a disembodied spirit. It makes no sense. It's like saying that you caught the honking of a disembodied car. It's the body that honks. Once a psychic will come in, the demon will use Ferriot's methods to tell her a story. The psychic will respond like, "I can feel a presence here. I sense the spirit of the previous owner." It's really embarrassing. Demons are imprisoned. They are locked up in a prison suit and it's just not enough for them to stop sinning. Paranormal researchers and psychics need to read the Bible instead of wasting time with demons. When a prophet or a mystic in the Bible is confronted by a demon, does that person consult paranormal researchers, priests, or psychics? No. If you are having paranormal problems, try converting to Orthodox Christianity and see what will happen. Demons will run away from you. They will avoid you like the plague.